Brochus Cheptanon Mishnah Fav. Chayv Adam Levarech Al Hara Kishem Shehu Mavarech Al Hatova. A person is obligated to bless for evil, something bad, let's say, which happens to a person, just as one blesses for the good. Shneimar, as the Pasuk says, and you'll recognize this, V'hafta es Hashem Lekecha, V'chol Levavecha, V'chol Nafshecha, V'chol Me'odecha, from the Shema that we said. So the Mishnah is first going to unpack it a little bit. B'chol Levavecha, B'shne Yitzarecha, with both of your inclinations, B'yetzer Tov, B'yetzer Ra, with the good and the bad inclination. So what does that mean? That a person should use things in this world which are physical, right? Physical things as well, which is more kind of the nature of our evil inclination to draw us towards physicality and away from spirituality. But a person should use that also to serve Hashem. So, for example, he brings over here like eating food, right? So you could eat food just to whatever, enjoy the food and whatever, and be drawn into the physicality. Or one could also eat the food to give one strength to do mitzvahs, etc. So that's what b'chol levavacha means, with both of one's inclinations. B'chol nafshecha, with all one's nafshecha, afilu notel es nafshecha, even if a person would be required to give up his life. We know, and he quotes the famous story of Rabbi Akiva, you know, that he was taken out, and it was tuck at the time of saying the Shema, where this verse comes from, and he said the Shema, he gave up his life, willingly, which is required in certain circumstances. B'chol modecha, b'chol mamoncha, and b'chol modecha means with all your money, that we should use our money to serve Hashem. Dava acher, another thing, and here's where it links back to our Mishnah, b'chol modecha, b'chol mida u'mida, shu moideid lecha, heve moidelo b'moid moid. For every measure, for every thing that Hashem happens to us, right? For every event, let's say, we should thank Hashem, and that's whether it's good or bad. So that's what the link is to the good or the bad. Also, interesting language at the end. It says moedelo b'moed moed. You should thank Hashem very, very much, right? Even if it's like something which appears at the moment not to be so good, but we don't know. I mean, we don't know what the ways of Hashem. So we should thank Him even if it doesn't appear to be good to us. Change of topic, lo yakal adam es roshio keneged shaar ha-mizrach, that a person shouldn't act disrespectfully when he's opposite the eastern gate of the temple. So the eastern gate of the temple, the temple runs from east to west, the Holy of Holies in the west. But if you're opposite the eastern gate, all of the other gates of the temple, all the way through, including the gate, the opening of the heichel, the structure where the Holy of Holies was, line up. So the person is standing outside the temple, but he's opposite the eastern gate, and he looks through. He's actually facing like he's opposite the Holy of Holies. Mm-hmm. And therefore, says the Mishnah, you shouldn't act in any disrespectful manner if you're standing over there. Shu mekuvan keneged beis kodesh hakadoshim, because you are actually opposite or facing the Holy of Holies. Lo yakanes la rabas b'makloi. Also, a person shouldn't enter the temple compound with his staff, or b'mnalo, or with shoes. Right, a person had to be barefoot in the temple. Wupundasoi, with a wallet. A person was not allowed to take his wallet in there. It was disrespectful. With a avak she'al raglav, or with dust on his feet. He had to wash his feet off. It was appropriate, respectful behavior in the temple. For loya senekapandria, a person couldn't use the temple as a shortcut. So if he needed to get from point A to point B, he can't go through two temple gates to shortcut it to get. He has to go around. Rekika mikal v'chomer, and also to spit, right? In those days, spitting sounds like it was quite a big thing. So there's not a spit in the temple. And he says it's a kal v'chomer, because wearing shoes is not normally disrespectful, and you're not allowed to wear shoes in the temple. But spitting is disrespectful. So kal v'chomer, all the more so, you're not allowed to spit in the temple. If a person needed to, he should spit into a cloth or something like that over there. Kol chosme bracha shuba mikdash, all endings in the temple of brochas. So the blessings in the temple had a slightly different structure that we use. And there they had the end of the blessings had a yu omrim mina olam, from the world. They added that insert into there. But what happened, Mishul Kikula Minim, the heretics got hold of this. For Amri, and they said, you see from over here, Ein Olam Ela Echad, there's only one world, this world, there's no world to come. Because you see from the formula, it only says Mina Olam. So his skin Ushiyu Ha'imrim Mina Olam Va'ad Ha'olam. So the sages changed the blessing to say from this world and until the next world. So to show the minim, the heretics, that there is a world to come. And another change that was instituted was that a person should greet another person using the name of Hashem. Shneimar, and we see this first by Boaz in the book of Ruth, where he said, "Vehine Boaz bo," that Boaz came, mi beis lechem, v'yomru l'koitshim, and he said to the harvesters, "Hashem imachem," that Hashem should be with you. See, he used the name of Hashem to greet them. V'yomru lo, and they said to back to him, "Yivarecha Hashem." That also, again, you blessed him, you know, Hashem should bless you. For Omer, and also another example is in Shoftim, Hashem imcha gibur hachayil, where it says, "God be with you, mighty man of valor." That was also a greeting where Hashem's name was used. So you see that that it was a good thing. It was a new thing, but it was a good thing to greet someone with the name of Hashem. For Omer, and we have a principle, al tavoz ki zikna imecha, that you shouldn't despise your mother when she's old, but meaning that if our earlier generations take something on, it's like a good thing for us to do. You know, don't despise the ways of the old. Va'omer, and something else to consider, eis la'asos la'Hashem haferu torasecha, that there's certain times where the sages instituted things, you know, for the benefit of the Torah, even though they might seem not for the benefit of the Torah, it is for the benefit of the Torah. So what's not for the benefit of the Torah? Yeah, you might think that greeting someone with Hashem's name, it's like not appropriate, really, to use Hashem's name. I mean, I'm not sure what formula they used, but I mean, it could be. But either way, they may be not using Hashem's name appropriately. So you might think it's not appropriate to greet someone with Hashem's name. And you see, note that the sages instituted that at times, that there are things which could be done, even though they, on the face of it, seem not to be appropriate. Rabbi Nassan Omer, Aferu Tarasecha, Eis la sois la Hashem, they have made void your Torah because it is a time to act for Hashem. So he's just explaining a little bit more. The verse changes the order around, that they have made void your Torah because it is a time to act for Hashem, just explaining a little bit differently, but the same principle applies. And with that, we finish Maseches Brachos. Hadron Alecha, Maseches Brachos.